Now, during the course of this, you mentioned earlier, and then I'm going to turn, we're going to take a little break, and I'm going to turn the rest of the interview over to my colleague. During the course of this, you've mentioned that you've taken a bunch of courses.
Yeah.
And what courses and why have you done that?
I've done a lot of courses on gender and then conflict transformation, because when you look at what happened in Rwanda, it was all about the war and the effects of the war. When you look at HIV/AIDS as well, it's like women suffer a lot. They're most vulnerable in the society. When war breaks out, they're raped. They have to go out to look for work, and they're raped and all that. So I just felt that these things were interrelated. So I've done a lot of courses on conflict management, conflict transformation, gender and conflict, peace and gender. And the last one I did, then I did just one classroom course in June this year, which was on HIV project management and administration. So that if somebody gave me a whole lot of money and I needed to manage a project, I would know exactly what to do. I don't like dabbling into things I want to be comfortable with what I'm doing, you know. And even the newsletters as well, whatever information I put there, I have to be sure that it's correct. Those things are very, very important for me. I don't like inventing things, and I have to be able to defend anything I say or write. So I like doing things properly.
Is there, I want to come back to the court just for a minute, and I'm sorry to jump around. But in your work for the court, are there places where you've been particularly proud, or places where you've been maybe a little disappointed?
That's a big question.
Yeah.
All in all, I think I'm happy. It's okay.
If there was going to be a court in the future,
yeah,
that they were going to start, mm, hopefully, mm-hmm, we won't need one, but
yeah,
I wouldn't bet on that at the,
yeah,
moment. Would you have some suggestions as to what,
yeah,
the designers of that court might do, yeah, that would improve things?
They should have a budget for this kind of thing that I'm doing.
For helping
people,
yeah,
for helping
who are
people
associated,
yeah,
with the crimes.
Because because I know that the people, colleagues who worked in Angola, said they had to come together as well to help the street children. They used to donate like $10 a month, mm-hmm, and hold parties for them and go out and see how they can help them, you know.
So you're not the only person, I mean, you've done a marvelous job, but you're not apparently the only person who's decided they have to find a way to help some,
yeah,
of the victims.
Some of the people, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the UN should be doing a bit more of that as well. Okay. I don't know that they do. I don't know, for example, that they have a gender officer in Rwanda. They have a gender officer here. But I think that there should be somebody on the ground there in Rwanda as well.
Okay. Mm. And, okay, any other suggestions for future tribunal designers?
My focus is just on, yes, on my passion, unfortunately.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. Okay.
Yeah, can't, off the top of my head, okay, I can't think of anything else. Yeah.
All right.